what I do for a living and what I'm passionate about in many ways is I'm reacting to my personal pain of some 35 years ago and hoping that students do not have to stumble on this. And in fact, as a biologist, you know, evolutionary theory is just simply magnificent. I mean, there's nothing like it. It's the organizing principle of all of biology. And of course, many religious students come to the university, and I'll be very blunt, the churches do not prepare them for evolution, in particular the evangelicals. They basically say, this is Satan's lie, and go ahead and do those classes, answer what they want you to answer, and then, you know, get through it. And of course, today for kids, many of them want to go into the health sciences, like medicine, dentistry, and nursing. They have no choice but to go through biology, and they're going to see the pattern. And so in terms of, you know, what I do and what is my focus is focusing at the undergraduate level, and that's what I teach, totally science religion classes for undergrads, so they don't stumble on this. And if I had to describe the average student that comes into my class, they're great students. I can't ask for better students. And I teach only electives, so it's not like it's a course that's required. Then you really get a student who wants to be there. The average student is compartmentalized, and they do this for their own psychological safety. And I'm not dissing them for that. We all do that when we get something that doesn't fit our worldview too well. So in one compartment, they have what they do at university in the biology departments, you know, 5 days a week. And then on Sunday morning, the other compartment is, you know, the world's created in 6 days or in some sort of anti-evolutionary context. And they come in compartmentalized, but they know intuitively there's got to be something more to that. And my great privilege and pleasure is to present them a variety of different models in between these two extremes of, say, the Richard Dawkins atheistic evolution and Ken Ham's young earth creationism. And, you know, it's just a 13-week course, and the kids get it completely. The basic move I do is, yes, it's called science and religion, but it's really hermeneutics, or in other words, biblical interpretation 100. And I do it slowly, I do it respectfully, and in fact, next week I've got them all set up to really look hard at Genesis 1 to 11, what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to recognize that there is an ancient Near Eastern cosmology there. Now, as an evangelical Christian, I'll say the Holy Spirit and the inspiration process use this as a vehicle, or if you wish, a vessel, to get across some central messages of faith. You know, God is the creator, the creation is very good. Humans created in the image of God, and of course, humans are sinful. They break their relationship. So bottom line, I think my contribution is to help undergrads not stumble on this as I did. And there's a funny sort of symmetry here. The course is 13 weeks long. I spent 13 years in graduate school, 2 masters and 2 PhDs, a PhD in evangelical theology and a PhD in evolutionary biology. And it's that experience in grad school that I've basically put together in this one-term course. And at the end of the term, it's just spectacular to watch where these kids go with this stuff.
I can only imagine. I was a student at Evangel College in Springfield, Missouri, and it was professors like you that were my lifeline at the time, because I didn't grow up with any kind of a personal relationship to God in any real sense, and certainly in no evangelical sense. And it wasn't until I was in the Army and struggled with drug and alcohol and addiction issues and then went to an Assemblies of God church and made a profession of Christ and just really immersed myself at that time in Bible study. I read the Bible straight through twice. But all the people I hung out with and the people I fellowshipped and worshiped with were all anti-evolutionary creationists. They were all young earth creationists who basically, the message I got was that evolution's of the devil, all the evils of the world could be attributed to Darwin. And so I went to Evangel College, and I was completely unprepared for the fact that they would be teaching evolution, and actually stormed out of class at the start. And it was only later that I realized that virtually all evangelical colleges and universities, they teach evolution in biology class. You know, they just teach it in a God-honoring way. And so I have personally experienced the tremendous value of having professors like you help sort of shepherd or take the young students by the hand, help them to think through some of this, help them to interpret the Bible in a different way than perhaps their pastors or their upbringing led them to do. So I'm seriously applauding both what you do there and also some of the things on, you know, you've got some really great online tools. You've got an online course on evolution and creation, an intelligent design lecture. In fact, could you say a little bit about some of the resources, some of the material, both your book, but also your web lecture, that sort of thing?
I sure can, but before I do that, Michael, the hair is standing on the back of my neck because I know your personal story. You and I are almost were in parallel universes of being in the military and talking about the alcohol abuse and all this sort of stuff and eventually coming to Christ. I mean, it's just, it's haunting when I read your story on how we're basically the same guy in different countries.